Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Somebody say something.
Oh, I didn't. Did you say mics are hot?
What is that here? Archaic stone engraved tablet sitting over there on the table? I've not seen technology.
Yeah, but that's an Apple tablet.
I'm sitting here reading what people have texted into the show following us.
Yeah.
People say, folks, we get here and there's people already putting pictures and texting Bill Finch way before he ever gets here. And there's stuff on here for Sean.
Yeah.
And he won't be back till Monday. Yeah. Monday.
Well, now some of it was from Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is this archaic form of information sitting over here on the edge of the table?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah,
it's a forest residue.
That is 19th century technology right there. That is for 20 somethings. This is called a newspaper, but they haven't reported the news in over 75 years. Haven't reported news since Marconi invented the radio.
They barely exist anymore.
Yeah. Well, they report history.
I know. If you want real accuracy, go to social media.
To a certain degree, yeah. Something's happening, like at the moment, yeah, that's really your best source.
Saw this morning of parents being encouraged to feed their children with Down syndrome some product that's equivalent to bleach.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And people are doing it.
Hmm.
They see it on the screen. It must be right.
Lord mercy.
Michael.
Yes.
It's hot.
No, you know what?
Kidding.
I stayed in.
You know what's good for the heat, don't you?
Staying inside.
Ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
And coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Scooped Nitrogen Ice Cream from out in West Mobile. Really? Jenny's calling in. That is a husband and wife team that own that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So get all of your entrepreneur questions in order.
What is going on with West Mobile and Sims and all these good little restaurants
This is the recipe for urban sprawl. People move out of the city because they want more space.
You go where the people are.
You get into the space, and then they start complaining there are no amenities. So the space moves out to where? To them.
Yeah.
And, I used to hear people all the time, West Mobile, Sims and everything, we don't have any good restaurants out here. That's because you moved from where the good restaurants were to get away from them, remember?
Yeah.
All the shops. You wanted to get out where there's space.
Yeah.
And that's the recipe for urban sprawl.
Yeah. And you don't want to live. Yeah. I don't want to live, even though I do actually. I live right up against it, in downtown, the way it's downtown's revitalized and regrown. But I wouldn't want to just pull out of my neighborhood and there's shopping centers everywhere.
Right.
I'd want to live.
I don't have to worry about that. I pull out of my neighborhood and there's more neighborhood.
Good. That's why it should be.
If I were living in a real tiny community 100 miles from the nearest city, I'd be worried if I needed a doctor in a hurry.
Yeah.
We
got urgent care.
Oh,
well,
I understand.
Got some urgent care now.
Yeah.
Helicopters.
And, used it last year when Heather was working at Vaughn's doing dishwashing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just destroying her back, which, folks, if you don't know, dishwashing is hands down one of the hardest jobs in America at a restaurant. Most dishwashers don't do a career at it. Their bodies can't stand it.
They don't have those dishwashing machines.
Well, you're kind of at that
even
little,
if you have them.
You're kind of at that. Your body's tilted forward a little bit, and you're having to maintain that tilt.
And it's nonstop until closing time.
Yeah.
And when you get to closing times, when the dishwasher gets busy, because everything that's getting flipped in the restaurant comes back to them.
When I've worked in restaurants, you know, they'll have like 100 frying pans, and they use a fresh one every time they do Alfredo sauce or whatever, or grill something or cook something, and it all goes into the sink.
Oh,
then at the end of the day, somebody's got to stand there and wash all them dishes, and
It ain't the end of the day because we've only got 10 of those pans, but we use them 100 times a day.
That's what I'm saying.
So we tried the Urgent Care in Sims, and it was wonderful. They helped her out and said, you know, what you've got is tightness of muscles in the base of the spine. We see it in dishwashers all the time. Here's a muscle relaxer. Find a new job.
Who's going to wash the dishes?
The next person.
Yeah, whoever got hired next, she went to work in law. She put her degree to use.
There you go.
I've seen restaurants. That seems to be the toughest position they can. I see it on Facebook all the time, on the marketplace. I need a dishwasher. I'll pay you cash every day.
And here's the other thing, man, is I don't get this at some, especially chain restaurants, but a lot of established local restaurants, they go, well, I want to pay that dishwasher as little as I can. Well, you're going to replace one every 2 weeks then. Heather was the longest dishwasher Vaughn has had, 6 months. Because it's that hard a job.
It's unrewarding.
Yeah.
It's wet and nasty, and your shoes smell to high heaven. And
oh, gosh, she ran never through dry. Shoes.
Yeah. They never dry. Yeah,
well, can I tell you a sad story from my youth, talking about it's not has any value.
Yeah.
When I was a 12th grader in Scambia High School in Pensacola and a sophomore at Pensacola Junior College, I worked in the cafeteria, and guess what my job was?
Washing dishes. Huh?
Where they bring those trays to the window, and you stack them all up and run them through. I know in high school I didn't get paid anything, and I don't think at the junior college either. The only caveat was that I could go in and eat anything I wanted.
That was still on the tray?
No.
Okay. Good.
No. Not the stuff coming in the window. So it was. It was only for an hour or so, but it was intense. You know, when you've got that many plates coming through there.
Oh yeah, and you know, I started out washing dishes at Shoney's on Airport. That's my first restaurant job, and there was this old guy. He taught me two things. His name was Woodrow. He looked like he had just walked off of Walton's Mountain. But,
my kind of people.
The first thing he taught me was when you break down the breakfast buffet at 3 o'clock, you get to snack. He would walk into the kitchen with the bacon because you know Shoney's on Friday and Saturday nights would crank the breakfast buffet up at 11 p.m.
Sure,
and run till 3 a.m. There were lots of times we were just closing the restaurant when day shift was coming in. We were rushing to get the restaurant clean so that they could start their day. He would walk in, and you remember the ghost in Ghostbusters that pops out of the hot dog stand and has all the hot dogs?
Oh, yeah.
That's how Woodrow would look coming in off that buffet with bacon hanging out of his mouth. The other thing he taught me, Mike, and take this one with you. It's called milking a towel. Remember, towels are a commodity in a restaurant.
Yeah, they are.
Well, somebody spills ketchup on the floor, you just ruined a towel cleaning that up. Not with Woodrow. You fold it over a couple of times so it's nice and long and wrap it around the end of the faucet. Turn the faucet on as hard as it'll go, as hot as you can take it, and just pull down on the towel while holding it against the top. And in a milking machine, just like milking, you can turn that towel back to white. Within a few, you just keep doing it until the water runs clear.
My first job was bussing tables, and I worked up my way up to the dishwasher at IHOP here on Airport Boulevard when it first opened up.
Because that was the only place restaurants were.
I was 14 years old, making 85 cents an hour.
Ooh, I thought you owned the world.
And eventually, I saw the cool job was in the kitchen. It took me a couple summers to get there.
Fry cooks get all the ladies.
I was the best bacon cooker.
Yeah. You know why fry cooks get all the ladies?
Why's that?
French fries.
French fries.
Yeah, that's all servers want to go, hey, we got a leftover filet back here. Can you just make me some fries?
I think it was my egg frying skills.
Oh, your egg frying skills.
Look, we got a minute left. I need to bring up some sad news. Our friend, our friends over at Poor Babies, one of the owners, founders, partners, Terry Icahn, he passed away Friday morning. I understand he passed away. We all want to just in our sleep.
And, went to bed and woke up dead, as Red Fox used to say.
As I had to say it, but you know, heart goes out to the staff over there and
Kenny and Weston and
Ricky, all those guys.
Everyone there.
What a great gentleman Terry was, and he was also the CFO of a Pilot Catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's out of Louisiana, native Louisiana, and LSU fan. That's okay. We love him anyway. Great guy. God bless him. We'll never forget about you, Terry. Man, yeah. You helped bring a one hell of a wine shop and store.
And legacy.
And legacy to Mobile.
Serve some reheated Salisbury steak. With a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
I don't have the liners up. We'll just have to suffer.
Hi, this is Stuart Donald with the Fairhope Market, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Brad and Stu. Is that it?
Something like that.
Mike and me.
Me and Mike. So anyway.
Now, you are a frequenter of the grocery store hot bar.
I have been.
All along this guy. I have told Chris Sherrill, pick your brain. Not just about hot bars, because you've seen so many variations. The one you talked about in Mississippi with the redneck kebab, so to speak, with a piece of fried catfish and a fried pickle and all of that on a skewer. That was really cool. Most of them have barbecue ribs, you know, on their hot bar and stuff that aren't barbecue. They're steamed. The contraption is called a sham, which is apropos because they're trying to tell you that it's barbecue when there's been no flame and no smoke. It's steam with liquid smoke in it.
Yeah.
And the classic example is if you've ever had riblets at Applebee's, that's how they do it. They steam them with lard dripped over the top, poured over the top of it, liquid smoke, and they put it in a steamer for a couple hours.
Right.
And then when you order it, they throw it on the grill and it puts some grill marks on it. Fairhope Market's got a smoker.
You know what?
A big daddy smoker.
I want to tour that. I've driven from behind the building and down, what's that?
Morphy.
Yeah, I've come down Morphy and I thought, what the world is that thing? And I would love a tour of that thing.
Yeah, just come on next time you're in there. Just say something.
But
Billy Hyland just joined us, by the way.
That's impressive. So, yeah. All right, Billy.
And so I've been tinkering with things. We have all been tinkering with things we smoke. Chris smoked several bushels of peaches. And we have turned that into a peach barbecue sauce. That we haven't quite put out yet. It's a little spicy. But I smoked an apple the other day. We were smoking peppers because that's what we're doing. If the peppers look like they're going to go on us, we don't want to throw them away. Well, if we smoke them and puree them, then we can just add them to other things and give a burst of flavor. And there was an apple mixed in. So I said, what the heck? I'll put the apple up there with it. It comes out an hour and a half or so later, the most perfect applesauce inside an apple peel you've ever had with a wonderful smoke flavor on it.
I bet.
And I cannot wait to tinker with what I can do with smoked apple. Smoked a cherry, too. Tasted like a cherry. It did not absorb a lot of the smoke. The apple being porous really absorbed a lot of that smoke flavor. Just terrific. I am having so much fun with this thing. I mean, it's a big smoker, Mike. If we loaded it up with ribs, we could probably do 1,000 racks.
Wow.
I mean, it's big. Well, one of the jokes is it'll hold 37 people.
Well, y'all can, you know, if things get tough, y'all can always do some cremations there.
Turn it into a carnival ride.
Yeah. But we're starting to crank out new casseroles. I had the pleasure of one of the owner's wives requested that we put out in our casserole display one of Chris's mother's recipe.
Oh.
So I came in the Friday and had the pleasure of making 10 chicken divan casseroles from Chris's mother's recipe card. And the first line of instruction is all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Cook broccoli till still firm. Think about it. Cook until broccoli till still firm. You don't have to cook it at all for it to still be firm.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I understood what she meant, but it was wonderful because I'm used to, until, you know, al dente and all of this, cook till still firm.
Guess what
I Which means don't overcook it.
Don't overcook it. You know, yes, I have frequented there a good bit in the last couple of weeks. And my first time at the salad bar, I fixed myself an $18 salad. Because they weigh it by the pound. But I was putting everything on it. There were so many good choices, many things to choose from. So I was sitting there putting all kinds of stuff. Now, the other day, there was something I hadn't had since I was in grammar school.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that carrot salad.
Yeah, I think that was Jimbo that pulled that out. I'm not sure.
I'm going to tell you. I saw that, and I said, I've got to have this. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of Elizabeth Fondy in Glendale over in Pritchard, because part of my life I went to Glendale and Pritchard. Yeah. But I was just impressed, and I got on Chris. I said, man, we need some soups. Get some soups.
Warm weather.
I know that, but
yeah, they don't sell. It's a waste of money.
Now did y'all have chicken and dumplings one day?
Yeah, but that'll rotate on the hot bar.
Yeah. See, I need a schedule.
It's not going to rotate anymore. We're going to pretty much have the same thing most of the time because that's what our clients want.
Well, like fried chicken. Okay,
that's every day.
That's going to be every day now.
Mm-hmm.
I heard John from Fish River brag about the fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in the next day and I thought it's going to be no. But Chris told me, only on Thursdays, but now you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're listening to the consumers, and they'd like it to
be more. And that's good that y'all are.
Right. Yeah.
It's good you are.
Yeah. And, it's good fried chicken.
Yeah, that's some weird stuff I found there at that Greer's in the deli in Van Cleve with the pickles and catfish on a stick.
We may steal that, by the way. A redneck kebab.
Well, it was pickles on a stick, it was catfish on a stick, and it was also chicken on a stick with pickles in between the chicken chunk. And this wasn't just that processed chicken.
Mm-mm.
This was, they took a chicken breast and they chopped it up.
A lot of times we're using organic chicken.
Are you?
On our fried stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, you're used to seeing the reduce for quick sale at places.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that. We just cook it.
Cook
it? Yeah. We use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not going to let anything get.
Well, I was thinking about when you got, like, y'all got the meat market.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if something needs to be moving out.
Yeah.
Goes to the deli.
Yeah. They bring it on down to us. And it may be like we got one steak that, you know, tomorrow is not going to be any good. Well, let's cook it now and put it up for samples and let people try it. And, you know, it's still perfectly fine today. And, you know, you've seen this. Everybody's seen this. You look in your refrigerator, something looks great. You open the door the tomorrow and you're like, well, looky there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got experts in there that let us know, hey, let's just go this perfect now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it done.
And y'all can do that with the produce and you. And,
right.
Yeah. I'm just really impressed. And I told Tyler Flowers, I said, hey, you know, there's an empty CVS right there near the loop in government downtown near Midtown. Well, it's in Midtown. I said, that'd make a great market. So he said, well, let's get this one going here first. I'm just totally impressed with everything there. It just blows me away. And
it is great. And
they deal with local people.
Yep, and trying to get as local as possible. I had a text message this weekend from Deborah Hodges at Hall's Sausage wanting to know what she's got to do to get in the door. I talked to Tyler Flowers yesterday. He goes, tell her to come in this week. We want her product in our store.
There you go.
Yep.
Hey, we got a caller.
No, we don't. That's our guest for the next segment.
Oh, never mind.
You need to pay attention to the show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward
to it. And I have some news about that.
About what?
Paying attention?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Oh, okay.
We're
working up
on there.
To having a grill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so the people can come in and get a burger made on the fly, something like that. We're working on a menu for that. Chris wants to have 12, 13 items on it. Just think about a Philly cheesesteak that's made with steak from a butcher shop 15, 20 feet away.
Wow.
Not frozen in a puck, but fresh steak, thinly sliced, thrown on the grill.
Aren't y'all starting to do wine dinners too?
We got one coming up.
Okay.
And that area in front of the bakery with the chairs has a liquor license.
Okay.
That area. So we can do wine dinners
that's
there.
That's the tasting area.
Yeah. Oh, you got an idea? You fixing to throw it, Chris?
I got ideas. Yeah, I got plenty of ideas. Yeah.
Well, you know Chris is in Louisiana this weekend.
What's he doing?
Oh, he's cooking dinner with a fellow named John Foles.
Oh, okay.
John Foles does this dinner every year in North Louisiana. It's a fundraiser. He invites six chefs from around the nation to join him. Chris Sherrill's one of those chefs this year. And that's where he is. He made Friday night before he left for this event. He smoked a bunch of cashews to make a smoked cashew butter.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty special.
Now, when you do that, you got to put oil in there.
Yeah.
Oil. What type of oil does he do that?
This one was just canola because that's what we have sitting there. Right. Well, generally, if you're doing peanut butter, you want to use peanut oil. If you're doing almond butter, you want to use almond oil.
You don't want to deter from the flavor.
Right. It should be a light, flavorless oil. Mm-hmm. And ours is 90% canola with 10% of extra virgin olive.
I remember when Fresh Market opened up, you can make your own peanut butter there.
Yeah, and still can, and almond butter.
Okay.
And he was putting the smoked cashew butter on a beet chip, and that was really good.
Oh, wow.
He had boiled the beets and had them, and he just handed me the beet, and I go, you know, I've cooked with them, but I've never really eaten them. And he handed me one. It was fantastic.
Hmm.
It was really good. Now, I don't know about the canned beets, but this one that, you know, Chris peeled and sliced and boiled himself was fantastic. And then he put that smoked almond butter on it. I don't know what the rest of the dish is. Those were two components of a single dish. But that combination was pretty fantastic.
Wow.
We're going to break.
Okay. And what are we going to do when we come back?
We'll go talk to Miss Jenny.
Okay.
Scooped Nitrogen Creamery.
All right. Looking forward to it. 343-0106 if you want to text or call.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Chef Anthony Serrano, and I'm a Walmart food champ, and I'm listening to Sip and Chew.
Oh, Tony Serrano.
Walmart!
Yeah.
They turned that place around.
They're trying. They are trying.
They're gastronomers. Yeah. They are. You can tell it in some of their kitchen stuff that you buy now.
Yeah. They've actually carried Wagyu.
Huh.
Not locally.
No.
But enough about Walmart, Mike.
Yeah.
It's hot outside.
Yes, it is.
It is the dog days of summer. We don't get Indian summer here in the South. they get that up north where it's technically summer, but it's 75 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get none of that here. What you need to cool down is some ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Do you scream?
I scream when I can.
Ice cream.
As often as
you scream ice cream. We all scream
for
ice cream.
Scooped Nitrogen Creamery. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Just fine. Just fine. Mike has not made it out there yet. He has not seen the science implied. I
haven't
gone
on. It's like going that far out. I have to go on vacation. It's like taking a vacation.
He used to say that he was by 65, but now he just spends it on the wrong side.
Well, you got to make a trip to come out and see us.
Yeah, and just so the people know, where are you located?
We are located off of Airport in Schillinger, right next to AutoZone and Sunglass World.
And
so we're facing Airport there.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that intersection. I used to deliver for the Domino's Pizza that was there 20-something years ago. And so that shopping center has changed drastically since 1989.
I imagine so. I wasn't here in 1989, but I imagine so.
Yeah, actually, that shopping center stopped about two buildings before you get down to where y'all are. That was
the original.
Yeah, that was a parking lot about where y'all are and a dumpster and a terrible Chinese restaurant. Well, Mike is baffled. He doesn't understand what's going on. So will you explain what goes on at a nitrogen creamery?
Yes, definitely. So we make all of our ice cream fresh right in front of you, and we use liquid nitrogen as our freezing agent. Liquid nitrogen is negative 321 degrees. So we start everything with a liquid base. You can have a premium base. We have sugar-free and vegan options. Everything starts with vanilla. Then you add your flavors and your mix-ins in. It's made custom to order, so every customer that comes in gets to choose what flavor of ice cream they want, what toppings they want mixed in, and then we freeze it right there in front of you. We mix it with our KitchenAid mixers, and then we add the liquid nitrogen into the ice cream as we're mixing it, and that's what freezes it into ice cream because it's so, so cold. And then the science behind it is because typical ice cream is churned and mixed, and so it has a lot of air in it. Most ice cream that you would buy from the store or you would get from a fast food restaurant is about 50% air. However, the way we mix ours, we eliminate all that air out of it. So it's a lot heavier and creamier ice cream than you would find, you know, in a store or something. And then also because it's never sat in a freezer, there's no ice crystals or freezer burn. So it's just a lot more fresh and really good.
It really is. My girlfriend and I go routinely, and we will pop in usually on a Saturday or Sunday. And I did a live from there the first time we went when y'all were mixing our stuff so that people could see when you pour the liquid nitrogen in and then all that smoke comes rising and it looks like a Kiss concert in there. And it the texture of the ice cream is unbelievable because of the way that you're doing it. It is so rich and so creamy. And then that dadgum taco. Woo!
The tacos are awesome. And we make all of our tacos fresh every day, or actually as you order them, we make mm-hmm. them fresh right there. So they're really good.
And Mike, it's an ice cream taco. Think Choco Taco on steroids.
I mean, is it made of a cone?
It's a waffle, isn't it?
A waffle, Jenny? Mm-hmm.
It's like a waffle taco, or it's like a waffle cone, but we make it into the shape of a taco.
Oh, wow.
And it's great. A two-fister, Mike. Oh. Two-fister.
You got to hold both hands, huh?
Yeah. Oh, Heather and I have learned that we don't need an ice cream cup and a taco. We have ice cream left over. Mm-hmm. The taco
Have you had a jumbo cup yet? Can you eat the jumbo?
No.
How big is the jumbo?
It's really, really big. I can't eat it all by myself. I will tell you, my three kids share one, and they're more than full off of eating it.
We tend to make y'all the last stop when we're there so that if we don't finish it, we can hurry home and put the rest in the freezer.
How does it last in the freezer? Does it taste good after it's been frozen?
Yeah, really good. The last time we got a taco, I ate half the taco there, and Heather got a bowl that time. She got the taco the first time,
mm-hmm.
and I went, well, I want more of that taco. And the next day, I pulled the other half of the taco out and just went to town. It was terrific.
Well, good to hear. That's something we're going to add in the future is pint-sized ice cream as well.
Oh, excellent. Charlie has a question, I think.
Yeah, did I? Yeah. And you said something that flew by so quick, I'm afraid not many people noticed it. But you said something about sugar-free. What kind of ice creams do you have that are sugar-free?
So our sugar-free options, we have the vanilla base that's sugar-free, and it's made with xylitol, so it's an all-natural sweetener. And then you can sweeten it, or you can add in like a fruit. All of our fruits are no sugar added, so we have strawberries, pineapples, peaches, bananas. We also have sugar-free chocolate. You could add in something like peanut butter or coffee. Anything that you mixed in would be, we have several items that don't have sugar added to them. We don't have a lot of artificial mix-ins at the moment on our menu. That's something that we're going to look into adding as far as more sugar-free options.
Well, those of us who worry about our sugar but love ice cream, this is welcome news.
Yes, it's really good, too. You can't really tell much of a difference. I feel like especially if you add in a fruit or something like that, it's very hard to tell the difference in the sugar-free.
Mm.
Yeah, and Charlie, it's not like a Baskin-Robbins, so to say, where you walk in and there's 32 flavors or whatever they have. It's one flavor that they
turn in. Which, by the way, I only tried about four of those 32.
Cold Duck was my favorite.
Rocky Roads was
mine. They start at vanilla and then can turn it into any flavor.
Yeah.
On the spot. It's cool. You want chocolate peanut butter ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. On the spot. Chocolate peanut butter ice cream.
Now, will you have peach year-round or just seasonally?
We do have peach year-round.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we have fresh peaches that are served year-round, and it's really good. The peaches and cream is one of my favorites.
Okay. All right.
And what are some of the more adventurous add-ins that you have?
goodness, that's a tough one. We have cotton candy, and that's a really popular one. I don't know how adventurous that is. moon pies, which we're in Mobile, so I feel like you have to have moon pies. And we have all your chocolates and all your candies. We don't have anything really super adventurous, but maybe I need to think about something.
Well, don't you have Nerds?
We do have Nerds, but in my mind, I have three girls, so I don't really find Nerds super adventurous because that's like a staple.
Nerds in vanilla ice cream is one of the best flavor combinations in the world.
Really? I don't like it.
That whole sweet.
Me.
Yeah. And you know, a
Does
lot
that
of
come
people,
from a nerd tree or what?
Yeah, it comes from the nerd bush, which is indigenous to Silicon Valley, California.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the bowls, we got the tacos. What other forms of the ice cream do you have?
We also have milkshakes, which our milkshakes are super popular and they're really good. They take a little bit longer because we are starting with making the ice cream fresh right there. So not only are we making the ice cream fresh, but then we then mix your milkshake. So it's the longest item to make on our menu is the milkshake just because of making the ice cream from scratch. They are super popular, though, and really, really good. We also carry floats. Floats are not on our official menu, but we make them all the time, and they're really popular.
Secret
menu. We are
menu.
In the process of adding quite a bit to our menu, so stay tuned. We're really excited about some new things that we're going to be adding.
All right, Jenny, and anyone that wants to check you out, you have a Facebook page, you have a website, where can they find you?
We do. You can find us Facebook and Instagram at Scoop Creamery, and our website is scoopcreamery.com.
Well, that is fantastic. And Mike's got this look on his face now, like peaches in a taco.
Well, come in and try it. Let us know. Let us know when you're there. We'd love to say hello.
All right. Well, Jenny, we're going to let you get back to enjoying your Sunday morning. And I really encourage people, especially if you have young kids, to if you're going to take them out for a treat, take them to a place, especially like Scoop, where they have that infusion of science to get that mind working as well as the taste buds. And that's one of the things that I love about the place is it is perfect for kids to give them an interest in what science can do.
And how cold is that nitrogen again?
It's negative 321 degrees.
Wow.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah, that's the same stuff they use to burn off skin cancer.
It is.
That's how cold it is.
All right. Well, Jenny,
thank
you
again. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jenny.
Y'all
thanks for getting
up.
Yes.
Man.
Now Charlie just gave me another idea, you know.
Skin cancer ice cream parlor?
Get things removed off your skin and get an ice cream taco at the same time.
There you go. Some of you dermatologists, listen up.
And Mike, it's about this big of a waffle. So when they fold it up, it's a two-fister. I mean, it's a whole lot of ice cream taco.
Man, that would be a hit with our grandkids.
I wish I'd asked her. Me personally, where was she located at again?
Airport and Schillinger's.
Okay. I do go out there once a week.
Mm-hmm. Our friends at Domke Market are right around the corner. You could always zip around there, and you know, there's plenty of stuff. You go visit the Brick App.
The flea market is right down the road.
Yeah, well,
only on weekends.
Yeah, it's
I'm gonna tell you what, that is free entertainment to go out to the flea market. I like to people watch. Okay.
Yeah,
but I got because
it's
plus,
not a whole lot to buy there now. It's cell phone accessories.
Well,
and,
I have
and
a few guys. I have a few people out there who shop in other states. They go picking. That's what they do, and they know what I have on my list is mainly antique wine openers from way back, and I've got some old pieces too.
Yeah,
and they'll go, and I'll just walk up to their booth and I said, I don't have anything right now,
so I'll just keep moving on.
Yeah. I'll just keep moving on.
And, take your sip and chew bud on down there and get you an ice cream taco.
But I got my friend Presley, Daniel Presley, right there. He's got all the giant tarantulas and the snakes.
Really?
And all that. And hedgehogs. And I'll go down there.
Brings up an interesting point we'll talk about in the next segment. We have a new addition to the family yet. Casa Nuevo and Sims.
But he's Daniel's helping give me some information. Inside information that he's helping me with my retirement adventure that'll be coming up in a few years. So, but anyway, it's free entertainment. It's fun. I like to people watch, and there's some funny stuff out there. You get turtles and chihuahuas and
And half turtle, half chihuahuas.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's a turtle.
They keep them at opposite ends of the aisle.
It's a puppy in a half shell.
Two-headed chihuahuas.
But yeah, a lot of cell phone stuff.
And those little
cheap knives. Those little peacher things that you pick trash up off the ground with.
Oh, those are cool. 343-0106 if you want to get in on the magic this morning.
Eat steak.
Do we have one beer? It's a mighty good food. It's a great day meal when I'm in the mood. Cowpokes will come from the near and far when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ate two before a fight because it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty life. Eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, do we have one deer? Eat beef, it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the mood.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Chef Tawny Carter from the Prop and Gavel in Monroeville, and you're listening to The Sip and Chew.
That one is on the to-do list. Prop and Gavel.
To-go list.
Yeah, to go to for the road trip worthy restaurant.
I got to go to there. I want to go to there.
Oh, you know, I wonder if we can broadcast from the station's mobile unit. You could just do the whole show on the road and stop at three or four places along the way.
It'd be hard to get steak and filet at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's true. Maybe record it.
If there was a steak and egg still open, maybe. But
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah. Well, that lasted a good 2.5 weeks, didn't it?
Steak. Oh,
the one at Denny's. Where the Denny's was?
Actually, it lasted longer than
it. Used to be a steak and eggs chain.
Yeah, but this one just was not marketed real well.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. To compete with
food was good.
Waffle House and Omelette Shoppy and
yeah.
How come we don't have a pancake house?
We do. International House of Pancakes.
IHOP.
Okay.
Got two of them. Got three of them. One in Sarah Lynn and one.
I like the food there, but sometimes you're there for a long time before you get it.
Where's an IHOP in Sarah Lynn?
I think there's one.
Not unless they just built it.
Only ones I know about is Tillman's Corner and Airport.
Yeah, those are the only two I know about. I know this, though. If you got a Denny's craze, you can head west on I-10. About 15 minutes into Mississippi, you can find you a Denny's.
And there's also one on the Ocean Springs exit.
Yeah. Yeah, there's two of them along I-10.
And the service is quick and the food is good. You can't say that about the Denny's when it was in Mobile. The service was horrible.
Yeah, but the food wasn't good, so that made up for it.
You might get shot, too. 2 in the morning.
We went over to one of the Denny's in Mississippi in the middle of the night and for one particular dish, the zesty nachos.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, what are you going to have? I said, I'll have the zesty nachos. She goes, is that going to be it? Can I get some extra zesty? And she kind of looked at me. I want extra zesty on my zesty nachos. And she just kind of looked befuddled. Didn't realize it was a joke.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of jokes.
3 o'clock in the morning, it's hard to have a joke.
There's a new line of beverages that are out. And they're called hard seltzers.
I saw an ad for that.
And the popular one right now is one called White Claw.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of friends tell me it tastes just like Zima.
Well, Zima was good. I loved Zima.
You're not right.
Yeah.
What happened
it
to
was,
Zima?
You must have dropped on, fell on your head.
People decided that they would just have their vodka and tonic mixed by the bartender because that's exactly what a Zima
tastes like.
It tastes like vodka tonic with a.
I had a sample of the White Claw, and to me, it tastes like a watered down, day old drink that had been sitting out a long time.
Now,
and,
keep in mind,
and lost its fizz. And
when I was drinking
some people
Zima,
who may want that.
Yeah. When I was drinking Zima. Was when it was just a Memphis item that had just spread to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
It hadn't gone national yet. So when you nationalize anything and ramp up production, you lose quality every time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Sonny's Barbecue was phenomenal barbecue when it was one barbecue shop in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
Now it's okay, but they've got 70-something locations.
Yeah.
It's never bad, but it's also you're never going to tell somebody – man, you can forget about Big Bob Gibson's. You got to go to Sonny's. You're never going to hear anyone say that.
You know, it's a mathematical term for that, least common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really basically what you got.
Well, yeah. You're never going to hear me say, let me have a White Claw.
Yeah.
Because I am. They're, I don't know.
What is a hard seltzer anyhow, Mike?
It's just got alcohol in it.
It's like a beer base. It's LaCroix base. With alcohol.
And it's going crazy. Every bar and restaurant carries it now, and it's stacking in grocery stores.
It's the same thing with that stupid Fireball. Let's do shots of Fireball.
Well, it's still going.
But everyone says, let's do shots of Fireball. But you can't do shots of Fireball. It doesn't have enough alcohol to qualify as
only
a shot.
Thing
it's an aperitif.
Only thing stupider than that is putting fruit flavors in beer.
That's what this hard seltzer is. It's raspberry and it's
raspberry beer. Boy, I live for that.
Well, it's to me, it's no different than Zima.
Yeah.
With flavors to it, and
Zima was good.
You know, beer is all right, just like it is.
Yeah. The other thing I was drinking at the same time in the early 90s in Nashville was Gerst beer, made at the Gerst House restaurant in Nashville, mm-hmm. a German lager. That was fantastic beer on tap. Then they bottled it, and it was just okay.
I went by to Old Majestic the other day, the mm-hmm. new brewery. They'll probably start cranking up in September, late September.
Mm-hmm.
So will
the Braided River.
The Braided River, too.
Where is that? Is that they're Bay Minette at?
They're both on St. Louis Street, downtown.
Oh, the local.
Old Majestic is right next door to the Cheese Cottage. And anyway, I went in and looked at everything. You sanding some of that?
Well, I just realized I scratched my beard and the mic picked it up.
Oh, okay. You got fleas?
No, but we do have a kitty.
I see that. Yep. I got a kitty, too.
Yeah.
But anyway,
you're weird.
If you get a chance, go by Serta Brewery and John Serta's place over on Government and try their Hefeweizen, if they still have it.
Yeah, their porter is really good.
They're doing a good job over there, mm-hmm. and with the Hefeweizen, and also, if you've never been to Hank Blue, mm-hmm. a brewery, that's mm-hmm. a cool place.
And I haven't been to it. I've seen the Ice House, and you know, I am an investor. I've made almost $5 so far off my investment in Hank Blue. But it was, you know, it was a vanity mm-hmm. investment. Chip in $100 when we're profitable, we'll give you $150 back. You know, mm-hmm. it was fun to be part. And they do a lot of IPAs, which is not my favorite style of beer, but I do like their IPAs.
But on Sundays they have family day and they'll mm-hmm. have food trucks. Yeah, it's a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. Fun alternative
the
thing.
The brewery scene in this town is getting ready to explode. And we probably need to do an hour.
There is a hard hat brewery tour coming. But I can't remember.
Had one Thursday night.
Or maybe that was,
I wished I'd gone on it.
Also, at Serta, once a month, they have that Green Drinks Council get-together that Alabama Coastal Foundation does, so you can meet mm-hmm. up and network with people who are trying to protect our environment.
But in my neighborhood, where I stay, mm-hmm. I got Iron Hand, I'm going to have Braided River, and Old Majestic.
Mm-hmm.
And I could stumble over to Serta.
Or ride your bicycle.
All right, that same thing.
Wreck your bicycle.
That's the same thing.
Mike likes to wreck his bicycle downtown, all over downtown.
So. Is there a DUI for bicycles?
Yes.
I just thought I'd ask.
I wouldn't know.
You're on a public street in a vehicle. It's the same thing as being in a car. Mike goes, that's why I stick to the sidewalks.
Get out of my way, people.
Well, Mike, just
same thing he does when he's behind the wheel of a car. It ain't drunk driving if you're on the sidewalk.
All right, folks, we got to go get out there, support local, be local, buy local, support them local breweries and your frozen nitrogen ice cream.
Yes, and the person that's asking, no, this has nothing to do with Marble Slab.
Yeah,
this is called Scooped Nitrogen Creamery, and it is fantastic.
Woo-hoo. Gonna go try that this week.
Very good, Charlie. I think you'll enjoy it, especially the sugar-free options, and it's a cool atmosphere in there. Former teacher, you're gonna love the science aspect.
Cool beans.
All right, folks.
All right, folks, get out there and provolone.
Provolone up one side and down the other. Wine spur you to drink wine, Mama. Wine spur you to drink wine.